93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
He hopes to change minds over changing rules. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Biden will have lunch with his fellow Senate Democrats, needing all of them to support getting rid of the filibuster on election reform to get around Republican opposition, but he has work to do.
With at least two senators, Manchin and Sinema still very much against it. Meanwhile, Speaker Pelosi announced last night the House will move forward today, voting on a consolidated bill to clear the way for the Senate to act.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. Republicans oppose the rule change and the voting reform. Senator Tom Cotton tells Fox
their election takeover bill would prohibit a lot of election integrity measures that Americans of all races favor.
Before he goes to the Senate, the president will tout his government's response to COVID. We've had a record surge of cases, but many are milder for those vaccinated. And CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says,
when compared to Delta, infections with Omicron were associated with a 53% reduction in adjusted risk of symptomatic hospitalization.
Despite that, there are record COVID patients in hospitals. The Biden administration will send medical teams to six states in need of more help. But the president's job approval ratings keep sinking. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has details live.
Dave, a new Quinnipiac University poll finds that President Biden's approval rating has dropped to 33%, the lowest mark of any major public survey during his presidency. And when you look at only registered voters who responded to the poll, the approval rating is a little better, 35%. It comes as inflation is at an almost 40-year high and COVID-19 cases continue to surge across the country. The poll finds that also that 58% of Americans believe democracy is in danger and 53% believe it's likely there could be another attack in the U.S. similar to that of January 6th. Dave.
Tanya, calling the Capitol riot investigation illegitimate. House Republican Kevin McCarthy is refusing to cooperate. Democrats want him to talk about his conversations with President Trump that day. America's listening to Fox News.
More than one in three people will face cancer in their lifetime. Unfortunately, fear can stop you from getting cancer screening, but it won't stop cancer. Early detection can save your life. Don't wait for symptoms to appear to act. Cancer screening is safe, effective, and accessible for everyone, including free or low-cost screening programs. Go to cancerscreenquiz.com now and take the American Cancer Society Society's 2-minute cancer screening quiz to find out what screening tests are right for you. Don't wait. Take the quiz. Get screened. Go to cancerscreenquiz.com now. Cancerscreenquiz.com.
Has this ever happened to you? My friend was telling me about his new pair of headphones, so I looked them up online. Now, everywhere I go is a creepy ad for those headphones I looked at one time. I hate that feeling like I'm being watched. I got DuckDuckGo and saw a difference right away. With one download, you can search and browse privately, avoiding trackers, all for free. It's that simple. Take back your privacy online with DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
Well, Democrats keep working to overhaul federal election laws. Many states are remapping congressional districts after the census, and one has more work to do.
Ohio's Supreme Court ruled 4-3 that the state's redistricting commission violated a voter-approved gerrymandering law. They have 10 days to fix it. The court's Republican chief justice joined the Democrats in finding the maps favored Republicans too much in the way state legislative districts were drawn. The law says districts must be drawn in a politically proportionate way based on elections over the past decade. The new maps would have likely resulted in Republicans having 2/3 of state legislative seats, far more than the GOP's roughly 54% of recent statewide vote totals. Ohio's Governor Mike DeWine, who sits on the redistricting commission, said he will work with the other commissioners to draw them in compliance with the court's order. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are up modestly. It's January, so it is the baseball off season, but things are really off this year. Next season is in limbo with a work stoppage. Talks resume today.
Today's meeting between MLB officials and reps for the Players Union will be their first since a brief 7-minute session before the expiration of the collective bargaining agreement back on December 2nd, landing Major League Baseball in its first work stoppage since 1994. MLB officials are expected to deliver a proposal to the Players Association today regarding some of the core economic issues that led to the lockout. Among some of the issues that the league and union remain at odds over, revenue sharing, higher salaries for younger players, and incentivizing teams to not lose on purpose. This meeting comes a month and a day before pitchers and catchers are scheduled to report for spring training. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Novak Djokovic is still in Australia, still hoping to play in next week's tournament, trying to win a record 21st Grand Slam singles title. He's the top seed in the Australian Open, slated to play his first match Monday or Tuesday unless the government deports him. A judge allowed Djokovic to stay, but doesn't have final say in the controversy over the unvaccinated tennis star's medical exemption and visa. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. They're losing hope on multiple fronts, but trying to remember the good times. The family of a Tuatapolis woman, presumed dead after a plane crash off the coast of Panama, continues to plead for outside help. Sue Borries was a longtime school teacher in Tuatapolis. Families reached out to several state and federal lawmakers. Illinois Department of Corrections has temporarily paused intakes from county jails because of COVID outbreaks at prisons. The affected prison facilities include the Graham, Logan, Menard, Northern Reception, and classification centers where county jails transport new admissions. Well, come Tuesday, people who stop by the Champaign County Courthouse will be able to bring their cell phone, tablet, or other electronic device inside as long as they follow a strict set of rules. Recent order from presiding judge Randy Rosenbaum removed some restrictions on the current policy, which does not allow everyday people to bring devices inside. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
I'm not sure you can play games on your devices, though.
Right.
I don't think they're going to let you do that. But they've concluded, I think, that it's just part of the business of working.
Yes.
Is your stuff.
And so many people have to turn around when they're in the courtroom or, you know, getting in the security.
Got to go back to the car.
And get to return your car or to your car for the phone.
Weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, serving the East Central Illinois area for over 38 years. Watts is a woman minority-owned local business. Call today Greg Wolf, 217-352-0428. Watts Copy Systems. Meteorologist Greg Songe. A little darker here to start the morning.
Yeah.
And nice January 13 as we get it going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 29 degrees out the door over at Willard and Savoy, 30 at Rantoul. Those are pretty much what you expect in a January afternoon. So by and large, a nice recovery yesterday. And again, for the day today, not quite the 40 degree warmth we had here in some spots. You could certainly pick out where there's snow on the ground on those temperatures yesterday versus no snow on the ground. And there will be a lot of snow on the ground coming in the days to come. But primarily, if not all, west and south of Champaign, pretty good system and winter storm watches lined up across the western Corn Belt. There'll be a winter storm or two to come through areas from the Ohio River Valley on southward. Each of those will keep us generally either on the eastern or northern flank of anything meaningful in the snowfall department. So good news there, but a definite sign of maybe a little snow in the air more so next week, and certainly a change back into some colder weather later next week as well. So we continue on here, the days to come in relatively good order. We'll head towards an afternoon high today with a little patchy fog and haze around this morning, a mostly cloudy sky, and again maybe a flurry around this morning and a sprinkle this afternoon, to about 38, down to 27 for tonight, and just a touch of light snow, maybe a little mixed moisture for a while west and south of Champaign, in particular tomorrow late afternoon, and then tomorrow night we get into maybe a short inch or dusting of snow at most around here, with a low down to 21 after topping out in the 30s tomorrow. A windy and colder weekend with a few snow flurries Saturday morning, maybe a snow shower on Sunday. Again, big stuff to the south of Champaign with high temperatures over the weekend, 27 on Saturday, 29 on Sunday, and we'll hover somewhere into the low to mid 30s. Seasonal Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday each day, maybe a passing snow shower flurry. Nothing major on the maps and charts. And again, a shift back to some colder weather late next week with daytime temperatures. Again, not unusual heading into the mid and upper 20s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solje.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate that. Let's meet founder and CEO of Point Bridge Capital, Dallas, Texas, Hal Lampert. How are you, Hal?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Point Bridge Capital is what?
It is an investment management firm. We do investment management. I have a MAGA ETF. So people can take a look at that. Anyone can buy that anywhere.
A MAGA? What is a MAGA ETF?
It is companies that are heavily supportive of Republicans.
Huh?
With their campaign contributions. So that's what that is. It's all publicly traded companies on the S&P 500.
So is Bitcoin real, Hal?
I think it is, sure.
Okay.
I mean, you can't say it's not real. It's now over $1 trillion in value, and you know, it's up significantly, obviously, over the past 5-6 years.
I just, because this is off the beaten track here, but I just always worry about something that I would invest in that I don't have anybody to ask about. It's like, what if I can't get my $50 million out, Hal? Right. Who do I call?
Well, you know, that's, you know, I wouldn't say you have to be a concern about whether you get it out or not. The value obviously can move up and down. And it's pretty volatile, but you know, Bitcoin is moving towards being a replacement for gold, right? Because you can take Bitcoin on your phone and go wherever you want. You can't walk around with gold coins in your pocket. And you know, it's just a different store of value.
Have they got who's the star actor to do that crypto commercial? Have they got Matt Damon? If they have Matt Damon to do a big... Yes. I mean, that gave us some credibility. He's getting a lot of criticism from the left on that, by the way. Okay, Hal Lampert, it's true. If you go through the Democratic role, Hillary might be the best pick. Are you kidding?
Well, when Hillary was likely the author of that piece, you know, it's understandable that she would be her top pick. I mean, it's like the zombie apocalypse, you know, it just keeps coming back. But the reality is they don't have a bench. The Democrat Party does not have a bench. So when you think of Joe Biden not running again, you have Kamala Harris, obviously, but no one in her own party likes her. And then it drops off very quickly. You know, it's very difficult. So Hillary's making the case. I think it's her behind the scenes. Hey, I've got 100% name ID. Yeah. I've done this twice. I know what I'm doing. I've been vetted. Yes, you know, people hate me, but you know, they're going to hate the Republicans more, and therefore I can win. And she's going to say, you know, look, Nixon had to run a couple of times. He won. You know, it's my destiny. That's going to be her case.
Well, so Joe Manchin's not a Democrat, I guess, huh?
Well, you know, but Joe Manchin, the base of the party is very, very left. And so, you know, Bernie Sanders would have a better shot than Joe Manchin running. So, again, we're looking at people in their late 70s and 80s as their potential nominees. It's, you've got, you know, Buttigieg, you hear about him some. I don't see that happening. Gavin Newsom in California, potentially, and then who?
Well, Andrew Cuomo is going to be tanned, rested, and ready, so there's that.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because people are talking about Hillary putting this out there. I think Hillary's been at work prior to this, because somebody very powerful took out Governor Cuomo. I don't think it was a couple of staffers accusing him of sexual harassment. I think it took someone pretty big to take him down. He was clearly a rising star and a potential nominee for president.
Yeah.
And he went away very quickly.
Interesting. It's interesting, because all the tales of the Clintons and their power and all of that stuff, I totally respect it, and I would be afraid of it, frankly, because there's been a lot of people that have ended mysteriously, let's say. Anyway, so you have the Clintons, and I guess Joe Manchin wouldn't be a player because he'd never get it based on the left. So Hillary would be left enough for the left?
Well, there's one other I want to mention that's kind of out there too, and she just spoke up recently, and that's Michelle Obama. So, you know,
if we're doing that, let's just say The Rock or Tom Hanks. I like his shows. I mean, what the world is Michelle Obama done to be president?
Exactly. No, but you know what's sad about it? This is what's sad. This is about name ID, and it costs. You know, it's going to cost close to $1 billion to get just the name ID to be president. And so what her argument's going to be, Hillary or potentially Michelle Obama, is, hey, you know, my name ID is 100%. We don't have to spend any money on that.
Or Oprah.
We can just talk about issues.
Why not Oprah? I mean, if you're doing that, well, The Rock, Oprah, I mean, then we got to pull out the names and just say 100% ID is the requirement. Tiger Woods, he's 100%.
Well, by the way, two of the three of those names have actually been floated, Oprah and The Rock. So it's not, you know, that's what's sad is that, yes, remember Oprah was talked about last time, and Trump came out and said he'd love to run against Oprah.
Well, the thing is Oprah doesn't want it, and I don't think Michelle Obama ever wanted it either. It's just they're trying to reach for people that could win. What about governing? What about philosophy and all those things that helping America and doing that? I think the people need to get more control. This is a country where the people rule, and that's shrinking. I think how we need more people.
We need people that are not simply running for and being interested in power.
Yep.
And that's the problem. And so, you know, Hillary's all about power and control. It's not about governing. And what we're seeing right now, I mean, this administration trying to do away with the filibuster when they have no mandate. They can't even get their own party on board.
Yeah,
is really unbelievable. And trying to basically fix it for going forward, rig the elections going forward with this change in election law.
Well, this whole voting rights stuff. I mean, it's like, wow, you don't even have 50 senators, Democratic senators, you have 48. So why are they going through all the rigmarole if you're not going to get Manchin or Sinema? What's the whole point? Do you think the pressure is going to get to them? I don't understand.
Well, because they're desperate and you know, they don't know how to deal with inflation. They're the ones that created the inflation for the American people. And so now they're saying, well, we're going to get crushed in 2022 and we're going to lose 2024 unless we can go out and do ballot harvesting and change all these election laws so that we can try to win. I mean, that's what it's about, because they don't have the solutions for the problems that we have right now.
Well, here's hoping the Republicans can come up with a plan, because I'm kind of in on the, they're all bunch of country clubbers, you know, winking at each other. Right now, we're just disgruntled with the system that appears to just create people that go to Washington for 50 years and don't leave. I like the cycle of term limit ideas and things like that, or Hal Lampert could go serve and come back to Dallas. I like that.
I do too, you know. But at the same time, we do that. I think we need to do the same thing for staffers, because what happens when you go into the term limit deal is you end up with staffers running everything. You end up with government agencies running everything, which is what we have now.
Yeah.
These government agencies, where people are there for 30 years and they know how to work the system internally, and they're the ones making policy effectively for the country behind the scenes, and they're not elected.
I'd make a 10-year deal for bureaucrats, too. So there you go. So go serve and get out. Hey, Hal, nice to meet you. Hal Lampert, how do people connect with you?
They can look me up online. I'm very much out there. PointBridgeCapital.com, MAGAETF.com.
Hey, thanks for visiting. Nice visiting with you.
Thank you.
Hal Lampert from Dallas, ESPN 93.5. Sports headlines at 7:17.
Well, when it comes to Big Ten basketball, Michigan State beat Minnesota yesterday. That final was 71-69.
It was a buzzer beater.
Yeah.
Darn. 69-all. I was rooting for Minnesota.
A double overtime for Maryland over Northwestern. Final ended up being 94-87.
Saw some of that. Maryland won, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
First Big Ten win for Maryland. I think they're better than their record.
Right. And, of course, we've got Illinois and Michigan. At this point, things are game on.
I mean, that's what I understand.
Haven't heard anything else.
I think let's play tomorrow night, 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. And then Purdue and Illinois Monday at 11. I need to keep planting the seeds on that. I was in Sedoris yesterday at Buford's, and folks were saying, what? When is it?
Yeah.
You know, people just aren't on the page yet. Of course, Martin Luther King holiday coming up on Monday, 11 a.m. start. So unusual to have it at the beginning of the week and have an 11 a.m. start. So take note of that. We also have NBA action to talk about with the Brooklyn Nets over the Bulls, 138-112. They're talking about the Nets' chemistry with this trio, Kevin Durant with 29, Kyrie Irving with 17, and James Harden with 22. Yeah.
I believe
all three of them playing around 25 minutes. It's kind of unusual that all this powerhouse came together.
Well, they're always hurt. If they're all playing, they're quite a bit better than the Bulls, I think.
That's right.
They got three Hall of Famers. They got Blake somebody on the bench. What?
You're right.
They're just loaded.
Just step up and take next.
Unbelievable.
Io with 5 points in that game in 23 minutes. So go Illini.
Yep. He was got in a little foul trouble. Didn't play quite as much in the first half anyway. All right, let's check your ESPN 93.5 forecast.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Champaign-Urbana and East Central Illinois and this Saturday. Pretty quiet spell of weather ahead for the next day or so, keeping an eye on low pressure spinning out of the plains, dropping into the Ohio Valley and sweeping through the Tennessee Valley. That should keep the next organized and significant moisture maker, the former snow, back to the west and south of us, but a little in the air here in the days to come. A little bit of patchy fog around, otherwise mostly cloudy. A bit colder compared to yesterday's pop into the 40s. A couple of snowflakes around for the morning and a sprinkle this afternoon. 38 the expected high on a light northeast wind. Will bottom out tonight at 27. Tomorrow, a little bit of light snow breaks out. Perhaps a mixed moisture as well late in the day, and particularly west and south of Champaign, the high near 36. Some light snow and flurry activity tomorrow night, lows down to 21, and a windy and colder Saturday and Sunday as well, with a touch of snow in the air here Saturday morning and a couple of snow showers on Sunday. High temperatures up near 27 on Saturday, 29 for Sunday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Check out the Nature Center with Urbana Park District. Find out more at urbanaparks.org.
You've set your financial goals. One kid plans to go Big Ten, the other Ivy. Your bucket list includes seaside sunrises and sunsets on the slopes, or perhaps a second home away from it all. Busey Bank can help develop the right investment strategy to take charge of the years ahead. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Controlling inflation is the most important task facing the Federal Reserve right now, says Fed Governor Lael Brainard. Her focus was revealed in prepared remarks to the Senate committee that's considering her nomination to become vice chair of the Fed. She says we are seeing the strongest rebound in growth and decline in unemployment of any recovery of the past five decades, but inflation is too high. Demand for personal computers surged early in the pandemic, and now research firms Gartner and IDC are reporting the worldwide PC market rose nearly 10% in 2021 on top of the jump in sales in 2020. Private equity firm TPG will start trading today on the NASDAQ. It was previously known as Texas Pacific Group. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosilda. Invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, it's Will Cain, co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend. Join me as I share my thoughts on a wide range of topics, from sports and pop culture to politics and business. With the help of newsmakers and personalities, I will provide you my free, unfiltered, uncancelable opinion on the hottest topics in America.
The Will Cain Podcast. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. America is listening to Fox News.
Let me tell you about Mark. He needed to sell his Southwest Champaign home, interviewed other real estate agents, got to the final two. One was Nate Evans. Nate gave him honest feedback on what the home should be listed for. The other competing agent recommended a price much higher. So Mark listed with the other agent, wanted more money, sure. His wife had already moved to Florida. Anyway, they got it going. 115 days later, did not sell. It dropped at $50,000, didn't sell. Well, Mark got frustrated, called Nate Evans. Got Nate Evans involved. He had to undo the stigma attached to a home that did not sell. Devised a new marketing plan. 14 days, the home was sold.
Nice. $506,000 on that, too. And getting top price is what you want, of course. And with Nate's strong partnership with Zillow, it creates this demand and get your home in front of more eyes, more buyers than anyone else. That's why he can move it off the market and get you on to the next chapter, just like Mark. Nate Evans of the Nate Evans Group, EXP Realty, getting you that immediate cash offer on your home, offering those flexible fees, helping you sell your home for the most money possible. Call the only agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. It's Nate Evans at 217-239-7113. A friend you can trust in the business. Just simply Google Nate Evans Group and start packing.
Welcome back to Trucker Lives Matter, brought to you by GFT. Jeff, you're on with Dixie.
Oh, yo, man, I've been driving for this bibbity-bibbity gift truck company and every dang old propane accessory. I tell you, man, what is it about? Boom-bitty-boom-bitty-boom, man, it's going to, like, blow me up or something. I mean, man, come on, 10-4.
Oh, Shug, you need to call GFT, 765-793-7131. They do not haul hazmat, and their drivers don't fingerprint freight. Just good, clean hauling. Peggy, you're on TLN with Dixie.
Hi, Dixie. Since our son Bobby grew up, I sit at home waiting on my husband Hank to get home. I sure would like to see him more.
You know what I mean, and I have a solution. GFT has a great home time policy and a rider program so you can go with Hank if you want. Just call 765-793-7131 and tell them Dixie sent you. That's GFT at 765-793-7131.
When you're looking for a business to work with, you choose someone local, someone who's terrific at what they do, a company that helps others in need in Champaign-Urbana, and a company that stands behind what they do. That company is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors has been keeping the rain out for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy and their family work hard to not only make sure you're 100% satisfied by their work, but that they also strive to have a positive impact on Champaign-Urbana. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
Hey foodies, the best Detroit-style pizza comes from Jets, not from a hut. It starts with hand-pressed dough, fresh mozzarella, and sauce made from Mama Jet's secret family recipe. All baked to perfection for a thick, golden crunch. It takes more work, but take one bite and you'll get it. Now get a one-topping Detroit-style eight-corner pizza for $14.99. Eight crunchy, cheesy corners, just $14.99. Online only, code 8PIZZA. That's the number 8PIZZA. Jets Pizza, better because it has to be.
All right, ESPN 93.5. Did not know that there was a booster mandate for U of I students. Is that true? I did not know this.
The text in to 359-2255 says, hi, Diane and Stevie. Appreciate your common sense approach to all things COVID. Perhaps you can amplify this call for U of I parents and students to call for the chancellor to stop the booster mandate for students. Can't let degree be dependent on taking ineffective booster medicine. Laura.
Yeah. It's, you know, again, I said it 100 times, a million times. You know, I've got vaccinated. I'm debating the booster, but I got vaccinated, did my two shots, all of that. But I am just on the opposite end of a mandate. I just think the precedent of that is dangerous. Again, just, you know, you can extrapolate out and say, well, we'll never get, yeah, well, maybe. Have you seen Australia? Australia. You know, you think Australia, free people, Crocodile Dundee, all, right?
Yeah.
They're coming out and say, you can't leave your house. You stay in your house. If you're unvaccinated, you can go out and get drugs and food, but you can't go more than 30 miles from your house. You can't leave. That's what they're doing in Australia today. Don't think stuff like that can't. Once you accept stuff, I mean, who's to say that, you know, fast forward 15 years and we get to the point of compliance and obeying what our law says because, well, you can pick and choose whatever laws you want to follow right now. It's kind of where we are with the culture.
Right.
But what if they, what if a government car comes up to your door and comes saying, I'm going to give you two more shots today, ma'am? Okay. What are you giving me?
Right.
I mean, that's a mandate. That's what we're doing. It's a little softer now because we're going to be vulnerable, be good citizens and go. Listen, 75% of the people getting Omicron are vaccinated. What's that tell you? That vaccine didn't cover Omicron. What it did do is give us antibodies to where we maybe get herd immunity out of this. But to just strong arm humans in America and say, do this or else, we're already making them third class citizens. That's just wrong. It is just wrong. And listen, I think a person should talk to their doctor. They should get the facts because there's a lot of information that is not accurate. So get the truth. And then if you're a person that's had problems with flu shots,
right,
then you need to consult with your doctor, get all the information. But by golly, I think you ought to be able to make your own choice for you and your family. Why is that so out there? It you know, I can show you a pile of studies that says the vaccine works most of the time on the alpha. I think it lessened the severity. I'm for it. I was a pro-vaccine guy, but I'm anti-mandate. I just don't think you want to start that.
Well, and the people that I know that are nervous about all this are nervous about the long-term effects. Well, and what we don't know about all
of this. Well, and there's misinformation on everything. I can find you plenty of people that'll say what I think, and you can find plenty of people that'll say what you believe. The bottom line is, we went in a hurry on the warp speed to get a vaccine. I was all for it, and frankly, it was because I didn't think this country would hold together with the mental problems that have been created from this.
Right.
We can't stop living our life. It doesn't work out. we're going to have far more problems from the repercussions of the anxiety and the worry and the messed up minds we have.
Oops, absolutely.
It just isn't going to work. So I was all for it. I trusted the system. I know we went fast. But in reality, how are we going to know what affects certain systems? We're all different. Some people do have horrible reactions to this. Why would you make them stick their arm if they're not comfortable doing it? And why would you cast aspersions on them? It's their life. They're not hurting you. You're vaccinated. You should be safe, right? That's how it ought to work. It's them that are at risk. Why would you want to get in that business?
Laura is available to visit with us and share her journey in the next few minutes.
Let's talk a little more about it. All right, it's 217-359-2255. You're always welcome to join us. We have a Stever. That's the program where I give you my money and you spend it. And again, it's cold winter, January. We all know that. And we're getting calls from people saying, yeah, my furnace is 40 years old. ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. Wonderful people. Mike and Gina Cribbett, yes. Family owned. I've worked with ABC. Wonderful people. I'm going to help you buy a furnace. If you want this furnace and you want interest in this, it's $3,500 all in. I'm going to give $1,000 to one person toward that effort. If you're interested, text in ABC, 217-359-2255. All you're doing by texting me is getting more information.
That's right.
That's it. I'll give you all the stuff that I don't understand with the 80% efficiencies and all that stuff.
ABC, always be comfortable.
So just text in 217-359-2255. Text in ABC if you're interested in the Stever offer, the program where Stevie J gives you his money, you spend it, and keep the stuff.
Love it.
News coming up.
Chris Foster. With some hospitals understaffed and slammed by coronavirus cases, President Biden's announcing more federal help.
The plan is to send medical teams to New York, New Jersey, Ohio, Rhode Island, Michigan, and New Mexico to help medical personnel in hospitals that are strained due to COVID cases. The U.S. reported more than 894,000 new COVID infections in the past 24 hours, with more than 2,400 COVID deaths.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. The president has lunch at the Capitol today with Senate Democrats to talk about changing Senate rules to pass voting rights legislation.
It has been blocked by Republican filibusters. But changing the filibuster remains elusive. It requires the support of all 50 Senate Democrats. At least two, West Virginia's Joe Manchin and Arizona's Kyrsten Sinema, have not signaled their okays to alter Senate rules.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Republicans in Congress are calling the voting rights legislation an attempted power grab by Democrats. America's listening to Fox News.
A look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Two women in their 80s became the 237th and 238th Champaign County residents to die of COVID. That according to the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District. In all the first 12 days of the year, 10 Champaign County residents lost their lives to COVID. Latest two deaths were reported Wednesday. Come Tuesday, people who stop by the Champaign County Courthouse able to bring their cell phone, tablet, or other electronic device inside as long as they follow a strict set of rules. Recent order from the presiding judge removed some restrictions on the current policy, which does not allow everyday people to bring devices inside. Mohammed Seymour School Board has gotten down to business in finding a successor to Superintendent Lindsay Hall, who's retiring at the end of the school year. Monday night, the board had its first meeting with its consultant, Illinois-based Education Leadership Solutions, so the search is on for a new superintendent. And that's what's happening. You're up to date. From the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Champaign-Urbana, East Central Illinois, and this Saturday. That weather pattern, a little more wintry in nature here the coming days. No major systems, but certainly a touch of snow in the air from time to time. Pretty dynamic feature back across the western Corn Belt. Take aim at the southern states, the Ohio Valley, with some big snow and ice potential there. Here, just a little patchy fog, mostly cloudy, a bit chillier day at 38. There may be perhaps a few flurries around for the morning and a sprinkle this afternoon. Light northeast wind, 27 for tonight. And cloudy for the day tomorrow. A little bit of light snow. Once the mixed moisture breaks out, particularly to the west and south of Champaign, in the late afternoon and evening tomorrow, up to 36. A little light snow and flare activity may dust things over here tomorrow night into Saturday morning. Low tomorrow night down around 21. Mostly cloudy, 27, and a gusty north wind for the day on Saturday. A couple of snow showers still around on Sunday and Monday. Matter of fact, Tuesday and Wednesday, daytime temperatures close to about 30 here on Sunday. And Monday, 36 on Tuesday. It looks like some colder weather moving in as we head through the end portion of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soljay.
All right, talking about U of I mandating the booster, Dave texts us in, I'm not for mandates, but trying to get info from my doctor didn't help either. They referred me to CDC and or Champaign Public Health information. Very hard to get. Well, again, what you're looking for is information, not advocacy. I think you want information that gives you, okay, what's the deal? What do we know about it? Isn't it true that a lot of these vaccines take 5 years to develop and we went in a year or two and it's kind of fast and, you know, must I get criticized for being concerned? What's hard is there's so much information out there that isn't true about what the vaccine will do. I mean, Dr. Tom Plour, I've referred to many, many times from Campustown Urgent Care, and he's a guy that's pro-vaccine but anti-mandate like me. And he tells me, you know, there's no studies that he's seen that talks anything about women and pregnancy and stuff like that. We just have to dig and find, and I think it's going to take time to get good research where the numbers are viable and it's not anecdotal, and it's not three people, it's 3,000 people. But that takes a long time to get all that information. So we get this text in from Laura Schmidt from Champaign. Laura, how are you?
I'm good, Stevie.
An Illinois alumna, freelance science writer, former communications professional with the Illinois Granger College of Engineering. How about the Granger College of Engineering? How impressive is that thing?
Moving and shaking.
Woo, it's really the number one, number one. Okay, so tell me what happened, Laura.
Okay, well, my daughter is a senior at U of I, and she brought this email to my attention that the U of I system actually is requiring that all students, faculty, and staff get a booster shot. And so, of course, Chancellor Jones then, you know, sends a follow-up email, being in charge of this campus, stating the exact same thing. And so, I asked my daughter,
Lord, excuse me, it said mandate?
He said requiring.
Okay, requiring. Okay.
Which, to me, mandate and requiring is the same thing.
You're a communications professional, yes, okay.
Yeah, so anyway, I don't know the distinction, but... So I asked my daughter if she wanted to do this, and she said, no, I don't want to do that. She's one semester away from graduating. She's double vaxxed over the summer. She did get vaccinated, you know, with the promise that the mask could come off, you know, she could attend classes without mask, without having to test every other day, et cetera. And so, you know, that didn't come to fruition. And so, you know, she's cautious about this because, you know, no one knows the long-term implications of this. What, you know, what could happen 5-10 years from now?
Well, it's going to be hard to determine that, too. I mean, if something happens to your health in 7 years, you can always say it's a vaccine. I mean, I mean, it's just one of those things. I just think on principle, based on this country, based on our freedoms, do we want to start that?
Right. And how long is this going on? I mean, how many shots are our U of I students
going to
need?
Well, there's going to be other variants, right? That's 100%. And so do I get a shot for that? There's a cartoon and it had a guy sitting there and he had 42 sticks and Band-Aids on his arms and legs and back. And it said 2030. Here's your shot.
Okay.
Got another shot.
I should be good
now. Listen, that's a cartoon. But, I mean, we're just got to say, okay, wait a minute. What do we turning into when I make you inject something in your body under the auspices of a health emergency? I don't get it.
Right. Well, Stevie, as I wrote in the News Gazette piece today, I think it was the Pfizer CEO already said, you know, be prepared to take a fourth shot in the fall. So I just don't know what the end game is.
Right.
And I don't think it's fair for young, healthy people who... You know, particularly with Omicron, you know, they really don't face any danger with that.
Yeah.
I mean, if they want to get a booster shot, by all means,
absolutely.
Get a booster.
Right.
But their degree shouldn't be dependent upon it.
Oh, my. So what were the ramifications of not going with the, quote, requirement? Do we know that, Laura?
It didn't say in Chancellor Jones's his email address to everybody. He did say that there'd be a follow-up email coming out.
Yeah.
As the semester begins, which I think it starts next week.
They're not going to get it all. I mean, you're not going to get it done. So what are you doing? Are you making me spit every day? Or I wonder what that means. I'm obviously going to still get my degree. Listen, they're doing their best to figure it out like we all are. But at some point, as a nation, as a people, we just got to figure it out and keep moving. We just can't live like this. This is crazy. Absolutely.
Right. I think you know, leave it up to the individual to decide for themselves what's best for them, because, you know, people have individual circumstances that may make it difficult for them to keep getting these shots.
Yeah. I think the majority of the country would say, listen, you know, whatever I think, it ought to be what you think, too. We got to consider the choices you're making when you're talking about injections. You know, this isn't just, you know, photo ID and all these other, you know, this is an injection. And your body's different, and some people do have bad reactions to shots.
For sure.
So why would we make them? Because, again, if the vaccine's good, you're safe. Why would I be afraid of an unvaccinated? It's the unvaccinated, I think, that are in danger, if they're in danger at all. I think that they're vulnerabilities, but the requirement, I think, is a real, real bad thing. So it's interesting, requiring mandate. I'll be interested to know. Laura, if you'll stay in touch with us and let us know what happens with anything regarding if there's a penalty, or I don't know what they could do, frankly.
Well, I appreciate you being the voice. I know there's so many concerned parents talking amongst themselves. So thank you so much for reaching out at 359-2255.
Well,
Laura,
a lot of people don't want to even get involved.
You're right.
You went in the News Gazette today. People can read the whole article. And I see your former Granger. So you had time at the U of I. Now what do you do?
Yes, I am doing some freelance work. I have picked up some clients doing work for some other universities.
Good for you.
Mostly writing media releases about faculty research.
Well, good for you. And thank you for all you've done, and keep us informed. And I appreciate you contacting us with this.
Well, and your work in the past with the daddy-daughter dances at St. Matthew's.
Yes, you're the best DJ ever.
And, you know, we're continuing that February 11th at the High School of St. Thomas More. It's like the junior classes absorb this as a fundraiser for their post-prom. So your legacy when it comes to organizing that great event. Thank you for that.
Laura, thanks, you guys. I appreciate
you. Thanks for telling us. We appreciate it.
And, you know, we had a text in from Dave in Urbana about, you know, I'm not sure who to ask about this. Sometimes my doctor refers to champagne
CDC
and all this.
Yeah.
And now we're getting a text in from Adam saying there's requirements on the flu shot to start on site as an employer or contractor when you work with the folks at Carl. So, I mean, there's all kinds of layers.
I didn't know about the flu shot. I didn't know that was ever required.
Right.
No, I think we're really wading into dangerous waters when you get into that, because at what point does that end? You know, we're a unique country. We're a unique experiment that has worked pretty well for 245 years.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty well. I mean, obviously we have struggles and we've had a lot of fights and a lot of things. But if this thing's going to hold together, we're a country of laws. We're a country where the people are in charge. Diane and I are in charge of all the elected officials. We're in charge, not you. You're leading me for now, but you're not my boss, and you're not my ruler. That's it. That's how it works. So we need to reemphasize the power of the people.
Yes.
If 75 to 80% of this country agrees with photo ID to vote, and that's the number, then why am I called a racist if I'm against the voting rights bill that they're proposing?
It's like the vocal minority wins because they get the headline, and it's kind of like clickbait or whatever. The media that's sending out this information obviously wants their site to get, you know, clicked on, and then they can promote with advertisers, blah, blah, blah.
Well, and some of the people that believe this got into power. That's part of it.
Right.
Because we weren't looking. We didn't think they were that nuts.
Right.
And they got in, and they're crazy. Right? I mean, so, wow.
And then we have to sit on this for a few years and just keep praying.
Well, there are more people that are involved than ever before in politics, in voicing what they think, because they're seeing people steal at $950 levels, and it's a misdemeanor, and so they keep stealing.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going, that doesn't make any sense, does it? And we're saying, well, the police are stupid, and we got to make sure they're all racist, and we got to reimagine. That doesn't seem to make any sense.
Yeah.
So it's like the common sense of life has just kind of disappeared on me, and our system is just like, okay, so I can choose the laws I follow now. Okay, so I can pick what I, because some laws, and then you have people that, there's a guy, his name is Luther somebody, and he was released from prison after trying to burn down a home where his girlfriend was, and he said himself, I can't believe I'm on the streets. He said it. The guy that tried to burn the house down.
I know.
Unbelievable. I mean, you couldn't make it up. If I did a movie, you'd say, that's not realistic. It's just so dumb. That's where we are. It's crazy. Just some of the stuff, you just shake your head and go, wait a minute, where do I go? Can I buy land in Wyoming? Would they get there last? I don't know. All right, 217-359-2255. What do you think? Let me know. Bulldog Disposal in Muhammad is excited to introduce a brand new service, the Doggy Bag. It's a 6-cubic yard dumpster bag that's perfect for all your household cleanouts, small remodels, or repairs. Have pieces of an old roof you need to get rid of? Use the Doggy Bag. Have a garage full of junk? Use the Doggy Bag. Bulldog will drop the bag off and let you keep it as long as you need to. Then, once you've got it filled, they'll come back and pick it up. Find out more online at bulldoggybag.com. For over 50 years, Blossom Basket Florist has served our area by providing beautiful flowers and customer service. From simple to simply magnificent, celebrating any special occasion. They have a talented staff of floral designers that are available to help you choose the perfect floral arrangement. Visit them on Cunningham and Urbana or visit online at blossombasket.com.
The Blossom Basket Florist. The florist you pick.
Bad hair day? Bad day at the office? Bad day behind the wheel? Hey, stuff happens, even to the best of us. At least your car insurance rate doesn't have to take a hit. Get Erie Rate Lock from Erie Insurance. Gives you a great rate that stays put until you change a car, driver, or your address. Plus, seriously good service. Now that's something to smile about.
Your Erie agent in Champaign is Thomas and Eller's Insurance. Get a quote at 217-356-2400.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
All right, ESPN 93.5. I got some Barry Lunny I was going to play for you at some point. It's, he's the new offensive coordinator. Brett Bielema introduced him. What I really was, this is one of those side things. I'm kind of a Brett Bielema fan because I think the football coach at Illinois eats, drinks, sleeps this stuff. And I saw him pictured on social media, took his wife out for her birthday. And I was just, you know, he had kind of a black shirt on, kind of like the disco look. He looked good.
Okay.
He was out with his wife, but I don't think that happens a lot right now. I think he's on the road all the
time.
You're
right.
But just listen to the Brett Bielema. This is his schedule. And now he's not looking at any notes, mind you. This is what I mean. He eats, drinks, and lives this thing.
We'll have our work shut out for us there. I like the way the schedule lays out. We'll go 8 weeks. I love doing an 8-week window of training all together. Then we'll go into our week of spring break and then 5 straight weeks of spring football. After 5 straight weeks of spring football, we'll go through a couple weeks on campus with our guys. We'll hit the recruiting trails for our spring recruiting, give the kids a couple mandatory discretionary weeks off, and then we'll come back and work them June and July to come back in and probably report almost the exact same fall schedule in early August to get us ready for week zero.
All right, so he's got everything. I have to look when we're doing 5 shows next week. I mean, I can't even tell you that. I can't even tell you the schedule in radio. He's telling me what the kids are doing every week between now and the first game.
And the Illini will play 7 home games in 2022. The non-conference schedule of Wyoming is August 27th, Virginia September 10th, and Chattanooga September 24th.
7 home games. That's awesome. Well, how do we finish the year? We're 2 road games at the end, he said.
At the end, Northwestern on November 26 remains the same as originally scheduled. Matchup for 6 Illinois, 7 conference games have changed.
So what about the last 2 games? You play Northwestern to finish, right?
And yes, then Michigan.
At Michigan.
Okay, whatever. So our last home game is Saturday, November 12th against Purdue.
All right.
November 5th, we'll have Michigan State.
Okay.
Minnesota, October 15th.
Run the line here, because I want to see, because we have Michigan back on the schedule. Go ahead and give me the whole thing. Okay. Wyoming,
then at Indiana, September 3rd.
At Indiana?
Yes.
September 3rd.
So Labor Day weekend. Wow. Is Virginia, September 10th.
Okay.
Chattanooga, Hall of Fame weekend, September 24th. At Wisconsin is October 1st. I believe it's homecoming October 8th against Iowa.
Ooh.
October 15th is Minnesota. At Nebraska, October 29th. Saturday, November 5th is Michigan State.
A lot
and
harder.
Saturday, November 12th is Purdue.
Yes.
Then the away games are at Michigan, November 19th, and at Northwestern.
So no Penn State, I guess. So we lost Penn State.
That's right.
All right, so we got tougher opponents. Michigan State's back up, and so is Michigan at Wisconsin. So it's going to be a little more challenging. I still, let me look, I'll calculate. Okay, I'm 12-0. I got us winning
them
all.
There you go.
Whew, that was close.
And okay. I'm feeling a bowl vibe, definitely. So
I'm
good
hoping.
Stuff.
It is a harder schedule.
Yes.
But we'll see. We got two off weeks, too. So mm-hmm. we've got time. I know he likes that. So.
Other things trending in Illini Nation is our basketball team at number 25 facing Michigan Friday at 8. Illinois and Purdue Monday at 11 a.m. We had a Big Ten basketball last night with Michigan State over Minnesota, 71-69. Maryland over Northwestern, 94-87 in double overtime. The Nets beat the Bulls, 138-112, with Io getting 5 points and a rebound. And we had Boston over the Pacers, 119-100. NHL action tonight has Seattle at St. Louis at 7. And Montreal is in Chicago to face the Blackhawks at 7:30. At Sports, I'm Diane Ducey.
I'm Brian Neverman with Neverman Floor Artisans. If you're a flooring installer or have a flooring project coming up you plan to tackle yourself, we have exactly what you need. Come experience the Neverman difference and shop our flooring tools and supplies. Or if you just need some solid advice and have questions on your next flooring project, let my team and I guide you through the process. Come visit us today just 9 miles south of Champaign at 102 Woodward Drive in Tolono, or visit us online at NevermanFloorArtisans.com.
When you need to sell your home, no one makes it easier than my buddy Nate Evans at eXp Realty.
Sell your home with Nate. Pick the price, pick the day. Go to TheNateEvansGroup.com.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style, so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
The next time you're out and around, why don't you stop into Pards in Urbana? Quality and service. That's your motto. And they have so much more than Western gear. A huge selection of jewelry, Breyer collectible toys, gift cards, and the best boots you can buy anywhere. They feature an enormous collection of jeans, shirts, outerwear, belts, and hats. Pards is so much more than just a Western shop. Stop in and see it for yourself. Just off University Avenue or online at Pards.com.
Yeah, I like going to see Angie and Mark over at Pards. And you walk in, you're going, boy, that smells like leather.
Oh, yeah. I got some great new shoes over the holiday season at Pards, and just great to have somebody there to take you to the aisle and say, here's the selection you might be interested in.
Yeah, yeah.
That personal service at Pards.
Yep, and real set up, really nice. I really like the way it lays out.
And of course, I like when they're listening to US 105.9 across the hallway here at Stevie J Broadcasting.
They got us humming out there. Mm-hmm. All right, ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. I got an Amana 2-stage 80% furnished high-efficiency air filter, the Echo B3 thermostat, lifetime unit replacement for the heat exchanger. If you're in the market for a furnace, or you might know somebody who is, this is the deal for them. Unless you're an HVAC tech, I don't think you'll ever beat this price. You might, if you're a tech that knows how to install and that's what you do, then obviously you don't need me. But for everybody else, $3,500 is the all-in price, install and tax. Stevie J gives $1,000 for somebody today if you need a furnace. So if you're interested in learning more, you may text in ABC, which means always be comfortable. 217-359-2255. And they're just wonderful people. Family owned for 50 now plus years. Last year was their 50th anniversary. ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. ABC, text in if you want part of the Stever today offer, where I help you buy stuff, or in some cases buy the whole darn thing for you. It's a furnace from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning in this cold weather that will probably be cold for some time to come. And if you're limping along, why not take advantage of a $2,500 all-in Amana furnace? Look them up. Amana's a wonderful brand.
For sure.
Yeah.
ABC Heating and Cooling. Megan had texted in to 359-2255. My daughter works for Northwestern Hospital in the business area, has no contact with patients, yet they require the COVID vaccination for employment as 1-122 and the flu shot. If they get that, they get their bonuses. If they do not get the flu shot, they do not get their yearly bonuses.
Wow, man, that's just harsh.
She said, I'm voice texting. I hope this all makes sense.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, I mean, we've been talking about about the, you know, quote unquote mandate or required, and what's required in your world, and has that affected your life or your family, or some, you know, college students and work. So you can chime in to 359-2255 is our Dick Van Dyke Appliance World phone line.
Yeah, you can text in, phone and let us know. And we had Laura, who wrote that piece in the News Gazette this morning. Mm-hmm. You want to read more about that, you can. But again, it's a question of what do you want it to look like? And again, do you want the government to be able to mandate things that go into your body? Here, take this pill. Why? Because it's good for you, and I told you so.
Right.
I don't want to go there. And, oh, that's crazy. No, it's not. It's a step. It's the process. That's how it goes. It goes kind of slow, frog in the pot thing, where you don't notice it's getting hotter.
That's
kind of
right.
Thing. So you just got to protect the rights and freedoms that you have. And again, I'm vaccinated. I'm pro-vaccine. I'm anti-mandate. And I think it's crazy that you know, you're requiring your workers and then you fire them if they don't.
Or bonuses on the line.
Oh, man. I mean, it's people just, and generally speaking, the culture and the makeup of an American is we came here for freedom and liberty. We wanted to be free from King George and all of that. We didn't want to be told how to worship. We didn't want the Church of England. We wanted to be able to have freedoms. Usually our DA isn't made out. It's just not made to say, okay, you're right, I'm wrong, I'm humble, I'll kneel down to you. No, we're very independent. We want to make our own picks and chooses. We want to do what we want to do. That's the beauty of what we got. We can wake up every morning and decide we want to be a painter. We can decide what we want to do in our life. We can do that. And based on everything, we're thinking, you know what? We had a good run. Is it over? Are we going to be able to maintain the incredible doctrine of the U.S. Constitution and the Declaration of Independence and all of that? It feels like it's slipping. It really does. And I think what's slipping is the morals and foundations and the values that we've held dear and the basics of right and wrong and consequences for bad choices, all that, versus do whatever you want. You've been oppressed. It's all the white man's fault. I mean, what are we doing? What are we talking about? Yeah. We're not white and black here. We're American. Right? I mean, hate is just hate. It's what it is. Love is better. Hate is bad. And we all ought to look in our own heart before we point the fingers at somebody else.
For sure.
Take the log out of your own eye, fella, before you start accusing.
Agree.
All right, going to break. We'll be back lots more in our next hour, 217-359-2255.
You can always listen to the show at any time at steviejay.com with that podcast feature.
I think I had some veins in the neck earlier. I had that going on with that mandate thing. Let me know what you think. 756 News coming up.
Thinking of selling your home? Today's market is crazy, but one way you can be sure to stand out is by replacing your old flooring with new hardwood. And the best place to do it is Carpet Weavers in Champaign. Carpet Weavers boasts the industry's best brands, including Shaw, Mohawk, Paramount, and more. When it comes to natural beauty and a rich quality, nothing beats new flooring from Carpet Weavers. And they have financing options for your budget, so you can always afford the floor you truly want. Increase the value of your home by installing new, high-quality options from Carpet Weavers. Find out more online at carpetweaversflooring.com.
Take charge of the years ahead with a smart, sound investment strategy and business succession plan. UC Bank's business and wealth management experts help you envision your best future with powerful insights and proven strategies. Building business and growing wealth since 1868. UC Bank, proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Steve with Restoration Urban Ministries, and I'm not here to sell you anything. Rather, I'm here to give you the exceedingly great feeling of joy you can only get when you help someone in need. For over 28 years, Restoration has been meeting the needs of the areas less fortunate by providing food and shelter, but it goes much deeper. Through mandatory life skill classes, work hours, and church services, we give people from any background the tools necessary to succeed. But we can't do it without you. Please consider a gift today and visit us at restorationurbanministries.org. You can visit us at Parkland Court, which is just off the corner of Bradley and Madison Champaign, or you can visit our website, restorationurbanministries.org. That's restorationurbanministries.org. Thank you and God bless. Restoration, a light in the darkness.
During challenging times, family and health come first.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control. There are steps you can take to help plan for a better financial future. Now is the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hey, Grandma, I haven't heard from you in forever. Why don't we message on the computer anymore?
I just don't trust the darn thing anymore. Viruses, people stealing my bank records. Why can't we just go back to the way it used to be? A handwritten note or a long Sunday evening phone call.
Grandma, you don't have to be scared of the internet anymore. Just contact Area-Wide Technologies, 359-8041.
Thank you, Johnny. Now how about you message me that report card of yours?
Gotta go.
When you're always on the go, you feel good. Being dressed ready to show where your unique style shines and where you feel absolutely fabulous. But where do you get such amazing finds? Why, at Prairie Gardens, of course. Many new styles you'll like at prices you'll love, with a selection that changes to keep up with your style. So dress to impress with your style anew, only at Prairie Gardens. Extraordinary gardening, home decor, framing, and a boutique as unique as you.
You're listening to WSJK.